The stories so far on Markets Today are the three T's: tariffs, trade, and trade. I'm David Brancaccio from Washington Today. Stock in Foxconn, the Asia-based maker of bits and bobs that go into iPhones, fell 3.33% overnight. The trade war may be redefining the vast web of where companies get the stuff they need. On Market on Mondays, we consult Julia Coronado at Macro Policy Perspectives. Good morning.
Good morning.
So we were watching overnight Asia-based suppliers of components that go into Apple iPhones. Those stocks fell overnight. That was the presidential tweet, right?
Yes, we're seeing the president suggesting the complete disruption or reordering of global supply chains, which would certainly be disruptive for a lot of companies.
A lot of companies trying to plan around that. We also see the Financial Times reporting today that an initial offering of stock for Volvo has been indefinitely delayed because of tariffs and tariff talk. People think of Volvo as Swedish, but it's owned by Geely of China these days. So trade's the story this morning if you're working on markets.
Oh, absolutely. Trade is becoming much more a front burner issue with the disruption and the delay to a NAFTA deal. And certainly the auto industry is one of the epicenters of this because it crosses the lines from NAFTA to the conflicts with the EU and China, and it features very integrated global supply chains. So I think it's been more of a theoretical issue, and now it is definitely becoming more of a valuation reality.
Economist Julia Coronado at Macro Policy Perspectives. Thank you.
My pleasure.
The IRS could finally get a new commissioner this week if, as expected, Charles Rettig is confirmed. A longtime Beverly Hills tax lawyer, Rettig would take on an understaffed, underfunded, and overburdened agency. From WESA in Pittsburgh, Marketplace's Erica Barris has that story.
It's nearly a year since the Trump administration passed the sweeping tax overhaul. And if you think you're confused, the IRS still hasn't figured out how everything is going to work, says Mark Goldwein with the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget.
Even many of the major provisions still have details that need to be worked out.
Like which type of business income is taxed at which rate, or exactly what's what when it comes to state and local tax deductions. Chuck Maher is with the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities. He says even before the overhaul, the IRS was having trouble doing its job.
In recent years, we've seen it's very hard for taxpayers to get in touch with the IRS.
After years of budget cuts and staff reductions, the agency is underfunded and down more than 20,000 workers. That's going to make it even tougher to enforce the new tax law, says Mark Mazur with the Tax Policy Center.
You're put in a situation where, while it's not quite being held together with duct tape, it's not the state-of-the-art functioning machine like you'd like.
Mazur says if Rettig is confirmed, his first task may be asking Congress for more money. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.
We're also covering the departure of the CEO of CBS, Les Moonves, amid sexual misconduct allegations and what that means for the boardroom struggle at the top of that network. The Marketplace Morning Report podcast feed, if you miss our coverage on the air, CBS stock now down 1.6%.
Hi, I'm Zach, and I listen to Marketplace in Arlington, Virginia. I think what I appreciate the most about Marketplace is their ability to take the economic news of the day, issues such as tariffs, rate hikes, and tax reform, cut through the political noise, and clearly and concisely explain not only how these issues affect our country and the rest of the world, but how they impact people like me. I hope you'll consider joining me as a Marketplace investor and donate today at marketplace.org to help make their work possible.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.
How many PhD economists do I interview in a week? So permit me this. A few moments with actor, author, singer, pitchman William Shatner. Every generation knows a version of Star Trek, but he was the captain in the first TV series. Shatner's 87 and still hard at it. Mr. Shatner, thank you for joining us.
What a pleasure it is to be on your program.
Now, I see you, sir, as an artist, but at some level, I think you also may be an entrepreneur with all these projects that you're juggling at once.
Well, I think you can be an artistic entrepreneur. True creativity and then seeing it through to exposition, That goes, in my case, for films and documentaries and comic books and electric bikes, Pedego electric bikes, and virtual reality, Ziva. And then my albums, which I'm marketing right now.
A country music album.
Why Not Me?
Why Not Me? And Shatner Claus, which is the Christmas album.
Shatner Claus Christmas album and the book Live Long and Ellipse, dot, dot, dot.
Live Long and...
The magic of dot, dot, dot.
Now, you know, the way you complete the phrase, though, is prosper, and obviously—
Well, that's the phrase used in Star Trek, but it's up to you to live long and then, you know, say yes to life. Why not find something futuristic, some company that's cleaning up the environment? Our ability to live, our ability to be alive, the human beings alive on Earth, depends on our cleaning up the earth. So why not a company that cleans up the earth? Being an entrepreneur really means dedicating yourself to the thing that you think is important. And you may fail. In fact, you have to fail. And this is
because being an entrepreneur is taking risk, right? And sometimes it means
risk.
Fail.
If you're taking a risk, you don't know what the outcome is going to be. And a great deal has to do with luck. So if you're not lucky this time, gather yourself up, try again sooner or later. If you're smart, if you're aware, you will learn by your mistakes, and only by making the mistakes can you learn what not to do and what to do.
Have you learned along the way about personal finance from maybe some of your mistakes or some of your successes?
Well, as against all the solid advice of, yeah, take a home loan, take a car loan, take a thing like that, it was that nut that I didn't want to have to face every month in desperation with three children and wondering whether the phone
So you
would
kept
ring.
Your debt down.
Absolutely kept my debt down.
And that allowed you to take some risks with your career.
Well, you make some money. That means you don't have to spend it paying off a debt. You now know what you have and what you can spend.
Actor, entrepreneur William Shatner, thank you.
Pleasure.
And why didn't he just retire at the age of 38 on the proceeds from those first three seasons of Trek? Well, Shatner told me there were no residuals, and when the series wrapped, he couldn't even cash a $15 check. There's a director's cut of that interview boldly going to Marketplace.org shortly. TV Guide has called NBC's decision to cancel Star Trek after putting it on late at 10 p.m. as one of the greatest blunders in TV history. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.